sure you've heard of St. Jude and the wonderful work that they do in fighting catastrophic diseases, but you ask a very good question, Matt, probably. Why would I support a hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, a place I maybe have never even been to, when we've got some fabulous facilities right here in Southern California that need some help? That's a great question, and we're going to answer that for you now. Simply put, because St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is just that. And right now, they are working the most brilliant minds in the world to make sure that no child dies of a catastrophic disease and then freely sharing that information. Think about that. No bid to the highest bidder, or I'm sorry, no giving to the highest bidder in a pharmaceutical company. Freely sharing so no child has to die. That is why. But you're about to learn another reason why and meet who we consider a hero, a local family, who will tell you exactly why you want to support that hospital. It's the 32nd annual, I should say, KSON Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon, presented by Brandman University with John and Tammy in the morning. Liz Devins is with us, and this is just another reason why we do what we do here, in honor, in memory of Claire. Claire is Liz's daughter. She'd be 15 years old today.
Today, yeah.
I'm sure it's a tough day for you, Liz, and your family, but how wonderful that you choose this day and this platform to not only keep the spirit of Claire alive and well, and it is, but to help other parents who are dealing with the worst possible thing ever. How are you doing today, first of all? Ridiculous question.
Well, you know, it's not a day that any mother wants to mark without their child. It's her birthday. The last birthday we celebrated with her was when she was 6, and she would have been 15 today. There are no words, but, you know, you really have to look to her life and look how she was so optimistic and loved life. And all she would want me to do is to bring positivity into this world on her most special day.
Liz, you and I are friends on Facebook, and I love the group of pictures that you posted yesterday. But the one that stands out the most to me that I love is the one of all the kids on the couch. And little Claire's right in the back with her own little baby doll. And that smile on her face is just the best.
And that was obviously pre-cancer, pre-diagnosis. She was a little baby, but there was no place she would rather be than in the middle of her siblings.
Right, smack in the middle, yeah.
And I love that photo because it exemplifies normal life, which seems like so long ago to me.
Yeah, I bet.
By the way, Liz, what gives with being Tammy's Facebook friend but not mine? I just sent you a request. I hope by the end of this interview, that friendship has been accepted.
I have been waiting for that request for a while now.
We are neighbors, after all. Come on.
Then you could see the picture of Liz and I hanging out at her house having wine. You know,
we had happy hours.
Right? I think last year we took that quick trip to Cabo together.
Okay, right.
You know, I'm just kidding.
Right? Yeah.
We are with one of our favorite people in the world. Liz Devins has become a friend, and it means a lot to us to say that, Liz. This is a tough couple of days. It's also a wonderfully hopeful couple of days. And I thought of you. I'm sure Tammy knows exactly where I'm going with this. I thought of you when we were in Memphis last month. Get ready for this. Because we heard the story, and it's a story that's sadly all too familiar to you, but why you're here with us as well. A story of a mother who had the unthinkable, lost their child in the prime of their life to cancer. And that child's no longer here. And we've said it countless times during our radiothon experience that I don't know what I would do. I don't think I could even survive that kind of hurt and loss. And what this woman has done is channeled her anguish into helping other parents deal with bereavement within St. Jude. So not only is she doing wonderful work, but also being reminded of why she's doing this work every day. I'm still in awe of that, but that really shows you what St. Jude is about. On this difficult day for Liz and her family, on what would be Claire's 15th birthday, you are choosing to help raise money for the place that gave you more time with your daughter. That defines what St. Jude's about.
That's absolutely true, and I was thinking before I was going to speak to you guys about, I understand how much people love to hear the beautiful stories of kids who have survived cancer and St. Jude has brought them through, and wondering what I can bring here, you know, because my daughter did not survive. Yes, we got more years, but the truth of this disease is that there are still kids who are not surviving. That needs to be told too. That Claire's battle needs to be told. And it's important to understand that St. Jude is in the forefront of this fight. And truthfully, my hope lies in St. Jude and their research. We didn't have enough knowledge then, and we still don't, because kids are still dying. We wouldn't be here today if everybody survived.
Liz, you said it all. That's really, really it. 800-345-4673. We've had more time with Liz. Mm-hmm. A lot more to talk about why you should become a partner in hope. But how about this for Claire on her 15th birthday?
1-800-345-4673. You can text KSON to 785-833. Again, text KSON to 785-833 or just go online to KSON.com.
Continuing our conversation and answering your question of why we should support a hospital in Memphis, this is Liz Devon. Liz and her family live in Carlsbad. Sadly, their Claire has passed, but they did get time provided to them by St. Jude, by Partners in Hope. But that's important to remember, too.
80% cure rate for a certain type of cancer is wonderful, those 80 kids. But there's still 20 who aren't here any longer. And that's why we continue to do it for those 20 who no longer are here and left loved ones who want to know why.
And we're also thinking about that success rate is the success rate here in America. When you have, as you know, cancer or catastrophic disease, it doesn't pick a certain race. It doesn't pick a certain class.
Exactly.
So you could be a young baby in a third world country where they have very little medical resources, and that becomes a death sentence. That's got to stop. And what you said is true, Liz. We wouldn't be having this if every story was a story of hope and positivity.
And I hope that Claire's battle feels like positivity to people. We didn't get the outcome we so hoped for and wished for, but we knew we did everything. We knew Claire fought as hard as she could fight. We knew St. Jude gave us everything that they could give us. But guess what? We're going to get to that day when her particular cancer can be cured, which it only has a 5-10% cure rate for 5 years. So while we celebrate along with our friends whose kids are surviving, we are still here in the trenches fighting.
And that's where the whole thing of St. Jude, that research is the vital key, the freely shared research that they share around the world so that it can be a child in Uganda. It could be a child in Australia or California.
Yep. We, not even knowing at the time when Claire was diagnosed about St. Jude, it was a godsend to us. Because we were practicing a death sentence here, and finding St. Jude did give us what we needed, which was more time with her. Wasn't enough time for us, for sure. Wasn't enough time for her. She was a little girl who loved life, who wanted to live. She had dreams of being a doctor and a mommy, she always said. You know, and I know there's tons of other kids out there in the same position, and that's why I still fight right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, Liz. It's not the same without having you here this year.
Oh, I miss you guys.
Well, and we miss and love you, and I need you to know that when we are at our most tired times, as we are doing this 37 straight hour marathon broadcast, when you're here answering phones, I look at you, you don't even know I'm doing this, but you give me such strength because you are here, as you say, fighting the fight, suffering the worst loss a parent could ever comprehend, and you're still fighting the fight for those who are dealing with the same thing. You're such a strength and inspiration to us, and I wanted to thank you for that, and I wish you were here so we can celebrate Claire's life in person, but that's okay because we are still doing this most important thing, which is letting people know that there are families like the Devons right here in Southern California that need you to become a partner in hope.
And we're so grateful to you, to KSON, for continuing this, and I know how tirelessly you guys worked for this radiothon. And for everybody who calls in, when I would listen to these calls, take the calls, people would say, I have no connection to childhood cancer, but I'm just so touched. So I'm so grateful to everybody who donates. Here in San Diego, to what they, you know, a hospital in Memphis, but one that touches every, like you said, everybody, every child, so many children around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the most vital, important part. St. Jude isn't about giving a hospital in Memphis money. It's about providing the research that saves lives worldwide.
Exactly. Liz Devins and her angel Claire is a reason to become a partner in hope. Liz has a beautiful family. They live in Carlsbad. I see her at the Smart and Final. We're neighbors. And if you look at Liz, you never would know that what happened to her family happened, because she's walking, she's breathing, she's living, she's got other people to take care of in her family. You got to do what you got to do. That's life. But you are also continuing the fight to get as many partners in hope as we can so children don't have to die. And that's really all there is to it. We love you. Merry Christmas to your family.
Love you guys too. Thanks.
Most importantly, happy birthday to Claire.
Yes, happy birthday to Claire.
Claire would have turned 15 years old this week.
1-800-345-4673. 1-800-345-4673 or text KSON to 785-833.